Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And I know it's been a while since I've done an audio boo, so I'm going to try to do two or three a week. And this is my first one for a while. So if you've been following me on the blog, you know I, as of last week, was close to 100% invested. And I came back down to... Well, basically, as of Tuesday opening, on the balance, I got out about 50%. So here's kind of what my thinking was, is that with the sharp sell-off on Monday, I was kind of worried that the tone of the market had changed, and I just decided to lighten up my risk a little bit, so I ended up selling down about half my positions. So, and then, of course, the market rebounded. Both Tuesday kind of recovered most of its loss, if not all of its loss. And today, Wednesday, we are at all-time record highs. So, wow, right? This 2014 looks so far a lot like 2013. We've seen just a little bit of a pullback, and then it just bought up back almost immediately. Last year, we had a couple pullbacks back to the 50-day moving average, one in May and one later in the year. And a lot of folks, including myself, were expecting the sell in May to work last year, but it didn't really. So this year, it is a non-presidential election year, and those historically have seen some stock market corrections, some pretty scary ones, and to see the market rally again in the fall, and that's kind of what I'm thinking for this year, but. So far that first dip, it was bought up pretty hard. We're told all about how sentiment is overwhelmingly bullish, and I don't disagree with that. I mean, you look at the investors intelligence surveys, and you look at the bullish versus bearish percentages, and you look at the put call ratio, and you look at the VIX and things like that, and you can see there's complacency, right? But after Monday, that first really big down day, if you're following Twitter, you're seeing a lot of folks who are scared of the market, and maybe have that the memory of the bear markets of 2000 to 2010 fresh in their memory, and not just the two stock market corrections or bear markets, but also the bear market in the real estate too, right? So folks might be quick to become adverse, even though the market sentiment is bullish. It may not be like last time where folks just assume the market would just keep going up. They've experienced losses of 50% or more. If they were in tech funds, even worse back in 2000 to 2003. I mean, it was pretty bad, right? People lost a lot, if not all their money. And sometimes people even held on. A lot of the companies went out of business. So I guess the young and new people haven't lived through that sort of thing. But I don't think it's that far out of the history books that they're not aware that it happened, right? But anyways, we are hearing a lot of reasons why it can't happen anymore with the Fed pumping in stimulus and, the robo-traders and things like that. We're hearing a lot of reasons why the market can't go down again. But right now, just as of what happened this week, it does seem like folks are potentially quick to get risk adverse. Anyways, I was, that's for sure. So I got whipsawed a little bit, and I'm still sitting about 50% in cash. And I thought I might put some work money back to work today if the market pulled back a little bit, and it didn't. It just continued off to the races, so I'm still sitting with my current exposure. Anyways, I wanted to get back to doing an audio boo. I am blogging regularly again, so a lot of my health problems with the broken bones in my feet and heavily medicated and things like that, I've been able to focus more lately. Really, over the past couple months, things have improved a lot, so that's the good news. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.